Hello and welcome to a Search CRM podcast series on creating customer value with Peppers and Rogers. I'm Lauren Hoyt for Search CRM. In the October installment of our podcast, we're happy to have Don Peppers joining us. Don will answer Search CRM reader questions on building trust with customer strategy and customer equity in the short term and the long term. Take it away, Don.
Question. In today's workforce, it seems that the majority of applicants for call center agent jobs are Generation Y aged. I find that the current training methodologies of my organization are old and stuffy. Do you know of some exciting new ways for captivating Gen Y in the training room? And how should we take Gen Y differences into consideration as far as our customer base goes? Well, the Gen Y issue is something our own clients have faced recently, too. Carlson Marketing, which is the parent company for Peppers and Rogers Group, has a variety of tools and techniques available. We've developed new employee training technologies for a number of clients. For example, one of the world's largest software providers has been talking to us about helping them raise the bar for some of their field executive training. And field executives are a very mixed crew, and we need to design a training platform that can accommodate a mix of audience levels, including not just generational differences, but cultural and economic ones as well. So in our book, some of the industry best practices that we employ would include an increased use of blended media formats and technology. We mix live, multimedia, and technology delivery formats, even music. We try to leverage social networks, including opportunities for social team-based learning through increased use of breakouts and interactive sessions and exercises. We employ dynamic approaches, and as we design an agenda that allows physical movement, rotation, etc., you know, during the course of training. Gaming, sometimes online and sometimes live. We provide game-like simulation settings for some portions of training, and those games may include some or all of the following elements, including individual or team competition, rewards and recognition, a time clock, and other things. And facilitation support. Our subject matter experts know the content, but they're not always the best resources for ensuring, quality delivery and meaningful output. So by teaming with or inserting professional facilitation support, we try to make the training more engaging for the audience. So if this is something your company would like to learn more about, I'd be happy to have someone from this discipline at Carlson contact you and share some case studies, or maybe discuss problems or explore alternatives. Feel free to email me directly. You can email me at dpeppers@1to1.com. That's number one. Number1.com. Question. How can you build a relationship with your customers, that is CRM, without knowing their experiences, which is CEM, with a product or service at each and every point in their experience lifecycle? Doesn't the voice of the customer add to the sales, marketing, and call center strategy to help increase the relationships with customers? Yes, I do believe you need to know what your customer is experiencing with your brand or your product and the service associated with it in order to build a stronger relationship. I mean, that's clear. There's no way to know everything, however, but you still need to know enough to be able to draw general conclusions about the customer's motivation and need in buying from you. Now, most companies focus the majority of their customer differentiation efforts on understanding the customer's values. Who are our most valuable customers, our least valuable, most growable, etc. But that's only half the battle. A customer's value profile, i.e., is this a customer you should try to retain or grow or cut your costs on, that value profile will be an important consideration in setting your objective. But you can only reach your objective, that is, you can only get the customer to stay longer or buy more or whatever your objective is. You can only reach your objective by understanding what it is that motivates the customer to act. You won't ever change a customer's behavior unless you have the customer's perspective in mind And that means understanding as many details of the customer's own experience as possible. Next question. What is the best possible way to optimize the role of an outsourced call center? What more can an outsourced call center do for the company beyond just answering inbound inquiries? How can or does an outsourced center build customer equity? It's our opinion that at some point, human judgment will always have to be accommodated in your customer-facing process. It's impossible to serve customers well without it. And generally, the more important decisions are exactly the ones that require the most judgment. For a customer, the most valuable problem or difficult issue is often going to involve some kind of crisis situation. And that's a situation that's likely to be unusual, or it's at least one that you haven't already anticipated. I mean, if you'd anticipated it, you'd already have procedures spelled out for it. This means that almost by definition, any issue of utmost importance to a customer is likely to be something that falls through the cracks if you operate entirely by pre-documented processes and procedures. You won't be able to specify it in advance. Because of this, nowhere will your corporate culture play a more important role than in dealing with customers, because it often requires conceptual age, non-routine skills, such as empathy, creativity, sensitivity. You simply can't anticipate and plan every variation of customer contact. Now, many companies try to cut costs by outsourcing and automating their more routine customer service tasks. And while they can do that if those tasks are truly routine, most of these companies have to find out the hard way that it's a big mistake to outsource judgment calls. Nor is it the best idea to hardwire all your policies and processes into the system. Your employees have to have some flexibility if they're going to earn the customer's trust. Question: what is client monitoring, and what are its objectives? Where does this fit into building customer equity? I'm not really sure what client monitoring is from the question. If you're talking about account management, then it's a straightforward process that involves being sure someone in your organization has bottom-line responsibility for making decisions with respect to the types of offers and tactics and communications that are used in dealing with their account or their client. The objective in this case is to be certain that decisions are made in such a way as to try to maximize the value created by that client in any given scenario across all your different business units and brands and processes and products. On the other hand, if you're talking about the kind of customer monitoring that involves a customer database, typically deployed more in a consumer marketing situation rather than in a B2B situation, then the objectives of client monitoring are more about gathering data and information. You want that information about particular customers in order to be able to make the right decisions. And this may or may not involve assigning line responsibility to a, quote, customer manager function. But it will certainly involve data and analytics. That is the end for this week. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us this month. If you'd like to submit a question to be answered by Martha Rogers or Don Peppers in the November installment of the Creating Customer Value podcast series, please visit searchcrm.com and find the Ask the Expert section. For Search CRM, I'm Lauren Hoyt.